is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near, we're Car Star. Relax,
we'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Honey, why does the doorbell ring when I turn on the kitchen lights?
I rewired that. It should work now.
No, it doesn't.
Don't rely on short-term fixes that need long-term solutions. A U.S. Bank Home Equity line of credit may help turn the equity in your home into lasting improvements. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/dreambig, or call 800-209-BANK.
Home sweet normal home.
Some restrictions may apply. Subject to credit approval. Mortgage and home equity products offered through U.S. Bank, National Association, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
My name is Carissa Boisard, a senior cheerleader at Rushi High School. You're listening to ScoresBroadcast.com and the exciting basketball action of the Rushi Raiders. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
And good evening, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We speak to you from Pickwa High School, the scene of the boys' Division IV sectional tourney. And we've got games 1, 2, and 3 in the opening round here this evening on scoresbroadcast.com. Tip-off of Rushi Bradford upcoming in just about 10 minutes. Rushi Raiders, the top seed, 19-3 on the year, and Shelby County League champs against Bradford, 2-20 on the season. Rushi with 7 straight wins to close out their regular season, defeating Fort Loramie, Versailles, Houston, Springfield Catholic, Jackson Center, Bodkins on the road, 62-56 on February 12th, 1 week ago tonight, to take the Shelby County League crown. And then last Saturday, a very nice win for head coach Spencer Cordonier on the road at Marion Local, 60-57 in overtime. Rushi team, Chuck, closed the campaign on a roll, best basketball of the year for the Rushi Raiders, and then rewarded with the number 2 seed. I may have said the top seed. Actually, Jackson Center technically got the number 1 seed, although Rushi perhaps got a little better draw. Well, I think they did. They got a better draw in the sectional, maybe a little tougher to go down to the district. But Arushi is a team that has no superstars, but they've got eight kids that can go out there and just play basketball. And you know, you got Counts, you got Connor Monin, you got Trevor Monin, you got Dylan Cordonier, all on the outside. You got Jake Garrity. Those are all perimeter players, and they're all interchangeable, and they are an outstanding basketball team.
Jack Daypore has given Arushi a big lift off the bench, just a sophomore. He's ignited the Raiders in the second half of numerous games. Fine outside shooter, and has started to take the ball to the basket as well. You talk about the well-roundedness of this Arushi team. The Shelby County League starting five, the all-county five for the 2015-16 season, just announced today, rewarding Arushi for defense because Trevor Monin, 4 points a game, 4 rebounds a game, but known as a lockdown defender in the Shelby County League, along with Drew Sosby, earned one of the top five spots. He made the all-county squad. Congratulations, Trevor Monin.
Well, and I'm glad to see that because a lot of times you look at these all-league teams and it's just whoever the first five people were in scoring. And that is not, as an old coach, that is not who you look for. You want somebody who's going to play defense. You want somebody who's going to handle the basketball. You want people who are going to do a great job for you in other areas besides scoring. Because I've had kids that have scored a lot of points for me, and after the game, I'd say, okay, you got 25, your guy got 23, you're plus two. And Monin does a nice, he just does an outstanding job, and I'm glad they recognized him.
Yeah, that's not the case with this Arushi team. Nobody gives up a number of points on defense as a result of poor defensive play. This Arushi team will work 8-10 young men in and out of the lineup. All of them can score. All of them can play D. And Arushi's depth, I think, Chuck, plus perhaps better outside shooting than a year ago, will carry Arushi a long way in the tournament, no doubt.
Well, they don't have the stars, and I know you can't see me, but I'm giving you quotation marks. They don't have the stars they had last year. But their defense against Jackson Center was the absolute turning point in that game. They were down 14 points in the third quarter.
Yep.
And they just came out. They clamped down. They played a 1-3-1. And their defense is what won the Shelby County League season for them, the regular season.
And in the league championship defeat of Botkins last Friday, Arushi put 4 in double figures. Jake Garrity, 10. Dylan Cordonier, 11. Josh York, 13. Jack Daypore had a dozen. Arushi has developed more balance as the season has gone along. The winner of tonight's game between Arushi and Bradford in this boys' D4 Pequa sectional will take on Lehman Catholic at 6 o'clock on Tuesday night. And we'll have coverage of both games on Tuesday here on scoresbroadcast.com. Coming up, game two tonight will tip at 7, Mechanicsburg versus Fort Loramie. Excuse me. Mechanicsburg versus Fort Loramie in game two. And in game three, it's Mississinewa Valley versus Houston. Mississinewa Valley defeated Houston late in the regular season. We anticipate pretty competitive games in the second and third outings of the night. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, including American Architectural Glass in Clayton, Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star on Stolly in Sydney, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and the Sydney Daily News with the best local sports page coverage around. So many thanks to a new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com, the Francis Schulze Company in Arushi. The building market knows Francis Schulze as a distributor for many high-quality building products. Masonite, Superior Aluminum Columns and Railings, Safeway Garage Doors, and more. Yes, the company's commitment to quality products makes it a top choice for dealers. And because of Francis Schulze and Arushi and the other strong and healthy employers in the area, Arushi and surrounding communities are a top choice in which to live, to work, to raise families, and to receive a quality, well-rounded education.
That's the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi, proudly supporting the region's high school academic and athletic programs, promoted by scoresbroadcast.com. On the web at francisschulze.com, that's Schulze, S-C-H-U-L-Z-E.com. And so many thanks to Primary Eye Care Associates, another new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Primary Eye Care, with convenient locations throughout the Upper Miami Valley in Sydney, Jackson Center, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Troy. Eight outstanding doctors of optometry serve at Primary Eye Care Associates. They take care of the vision and eye health for you for a lifetime of healthy vision. On the web at primaryeyecare.org. Again, five convenient locations. Phone number for the Sydney office for Primary Eye Care is 492-9197, 492-9197. Now accepting new patients at Primary Eye Care Associates and accepting most insurance coverage plans as well. Primary Eye Care Associates, eight outstanding doctors of optometry, located in Jackson Center, Fort Loramie, Sydney, St. Paris, and Troy, and serving a dozen counties in West Central Ohio. Yep, the Rushi Raiders, as we noted, come into this game with an outstanding record of 19-3. Chuck, it's a club that was depleted a year ago. Seniors left the roster one after another. It's an entire new roster here in 2015-16. And a brand new head coach in Spencer Cordonier. Who would have thought that Rushi would have a mark of 19-3 after 22 games? Paul Bremigen retired at Rushi High School, moved on to Troy. Everybody on the roster last year graduated. As you noted, a couple of outstanding players led that team a season ago. Mr. Hoing on the inside.
Nolan Francis had a group.
It was a club that was extremely athletic. This year's team has developed maybe more balance, more depth, shoots the three perhaps a little bit better. 19-3, Shelby County League champs.
Well, I think what you have here is this group of seniors, as freshmen, sophomores, and juniors, lost three games as freshmen and JV players, which is amazing. And then you have Spencer Cordonier, and I've said this before, you don't usually want to be the man that follows the man, because right. Paul Bremigen had been there forever, but Spencer had been a part of the program. The kids knew him. The kids liked him. He tweaked a few things. He didn't change anything. He came in, did the same thing that they'd been doing, and he has been rewarded with an outstanding season this year.
His in-game adjustments have been excellent, especially late in the season in crucial contests for Rushi.
Well, no doubt about it. I mean, his 1-3-1 in the second half when they were actually getting thumped by Jackson Center, and the Tigers didn't have a clue, and that won the basketball game for them.
Again, so many thanks to these additional underwriting sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com. Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. Thanks to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. The Bluffton University MBA program, finish in 2 years, go a night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings at goffneyfurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch is in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? The in-between just south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between. It's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his best shot. And Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville with on-time high-tech computer solutions. And Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, eight expanding divisions. Excellent workmanship at Wells Brothers, Inc. Rushi Raiders, Bradford Railroaders, Game 1 of the Boys Division 4 Pickwa Sectional Tournament. We'll return with starting lineups and the opening tip-off in just a moment This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you too will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
And gratitude to Sydney Car Care, a new underwriting sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com, owned by Todd Brown and Corey Shreves in Sydney on 4th Avenue. The Sydney Car Care Center services a range of cars and trucks. The service is prompt. It's affordably priced. And Corey and Todd are extremely honest with you about your car's needs. Sydney Car Care. 9 to 5, Monday to Friday, 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney, between the hospital and the drive-in. Say hello to Todd Brown and Corey Shreves. Tell them you heard about Sydney Car Care on scoresbroadcast.com. Todd and Corey have more than 40 years of high-quality car repair service. Starting five now for the Rushi Raiders being introduced. Rushi in the home, white-blue numbers outlined in gold. Brantford Railroaders, the away orange, and Chuck, it is a shiny fluorescent orange, isn't it?
That's a beautiful outfit right there. I mean, one thing about Brantford, they always come into this thing. I always like their uniforms. I grew up wearing orange and black at Wilmington High School, so I love the colors.
Brantford Railroaders certainly add a lot of color to the boys' Division IV sectional tournament here at Piqua. Opening five for Rushi, Trevor Monnen, the All-Shelby County League player at guard. He is a senior. He's joined by Dylan Cordonier, 6 feet tall, a junior. Jake Garrity, 6'2", a senior. Cole Tebby, 8 points a game, a junior up front, along with Josh York at 11.5 points a game. Josh is a senior at 6 feet, 5 inches tall. In fact, Josh York was named to the Shelby County League second team. Brantford Railroaders opening five is as follows. Leading scorer for this team is Andy Branson, a 6 foot sophomore. It's a young club. De Laquan Milhouse is a 5'8 sophomore. Junior Alex Schwab, a 5'6 young man. Only senior starter is Drew Patty, 6 feet 4 inches tall. And Josh Phillips, 6'2, a sophomore, rounds out the opening five for Brantford, coached by Mackenzie Perry. Rushi won the opening tip and quickly threw the ball hand inside to Jake Garrity. Low on the right. He is short on the shot, and the rebound comes away to Brantford. We are right next to the Railroaders bench, and you may hear Coach Perry barking out in the background. Brantford running its attack. Ball goes outside the arc on the right to Phillips. Phillips hits a cutter into the lane. It's Schwab. Schwab 25 feet away to Milhouse. Milhouse gives it up to Schwab. Schwab angles through the lane, doesn't shoot, feeds it outside the paint to Josh Phillips. His foul line extended jumper hit the rim, caromed away. Rushi got the rebound. Here come the Raiders into the forecourt to her left.
Good possession by Brantford. They worked the ball, got a good shot, just didn't make it.
Here is Cole Tebby on the inside for Rushi, doesn't shoot, throws it to Josh York at the foul line. Now to Trevor Monnen, far right side of the floor to Garrity. Quick touch pass into the lane to Tebby. He's hemmed in. Back to Trevor Monin. Rushi working it around against Bradford's defense, which is putting up a good stand here. Finally, Rushi deals it off to Tebby at the foul line, back to the basket, and he's hooked on the play by a Bradford player.
Now, they're playing a 2-3 zone, but they're really extending it and getting into the, when the ball's in their area, they're playing man against it.
Cordonier inbounds to York in the corner, back to Cordonier, top of the key. Rushi's taking one shot. That was short by Garrity. He was on the low post. Here's Josh York on the low post, left side. He wheels and deals to the backboard and banks it home to break the scoreless deadlock. It's 2-0 Rushi. Three players in backcourt for Rushi, guarding two for Bradford. And here's the intercepted pass by York. York motors all the way down the floor, driving in from the right wing. He's got it. York on the intercept. Bradford gets a quick timeout. 2 minutes gone, first quarter, 4-0 Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
That check, Bradford did real well defensively for about a minute and 40 seconds, and then boom, boom, just like that, in a matter of 20 seconds, two goals by Rushi.
Well, they gave up they're having trouble with the pressure right now, and they can't afford to give up the steal and layups.
Here's Milhouse in backcourt for Bradford, fires up ahead to Branson. Branson dribbles off in the left corner where York checks him. Here's the ball thrown on the arc to Milhouse. Ball dumped down left corner. It goes on the play to Schwab. Schwab being hounded by Monin, deep right corner. And the ball is fumbled away, goes out of bounds on the stripe. Rushi possession.
Defensive player Trevor Monin created that one.
Yep. He's living up to that lockdown defensive billing that earned him all Shelby County League honors. Here, deep in the left corner with the ball is Dylan Cordonier. Ferrucci fires a triple off to the right, no good. With the long rebound, ricochets outside where Trevor Monin gets it into the lane to Tebby. Tebby's turnaround 12-footer hits the front rim. It's flat and short, but crawls up and over and down through. 6-0 Rushi. Here's Bradford hustling up ahead into the forecourt. It is Schwab, 25 feet away. Schwab throws right through the legs of the intended receiver. It was not handled on the play by Milhouse. Bounced off the inside of his left leg under duress. He coughed it up and Rushi gets it back. 4:57 to go in the first. Raiders up 6-0. Cordonier midcourt goes to Tebby, high post. Ball punched away by Bradford. It's up in the air, and the Railroaders yank it down and move it up into the half court. Good steal by Bradford. 25 feet away at Schwab. High right. He goes to Phillips, and the ball's knocked away by Rushi. Here's Tebby on a run out the other direction. He's got 2 points. Cole Tebby gets the field goal.
He had the basket, the game winner against Marion Local last Saturday, I was told, on a heck of a play.
Another live ball turnover by Bradford, but then the Railroaders get it right back. Up the floor comes Bradford to our right. Rushi's taking advantage of a couple live ball turnovers already for easy goals. And there's a miscue by Bradford on the far side, out of bounds to Rushi.
Well, this is always the difference in these high seed, low seed games, is the pressure and not being able to handle the basketball.
Yeah, you're so right, Chuck. Yeah, when you've got a 2 seed playing somebody down at the bottom of the bracket, oftentimes it is a case of defensive pressure. Can the seed with the poor record handle the basketball against all kinds of pressure? Half court, three-quarter court, full court, trap in the half court. Here's Rushi to our left, moving the ball to the left baseline. Foul against Bradford. Raiders will throw it in from the corner. Dylan Cordonier to trigger it. 3:54 to go in the first. Rushi up 8-0. Ball fed into Counts is on the floor now. Jonah Counts, a senior guard. Rotated around to the left. Goes to the baseline to York. Shot fake. Overshoots it. And the rebound is taken down by Bradford. Here's Millau scooting down the floor. He's trampled from behind accidentally by Josh York of Rushi.
I think York was frustrated. He thought he got hammered on that shot down there. And he went for a steal he shouldn't have tried to make.
3:40 left to go here in the first quarter. Rushi 8, Bradford nothing. Bradford's got the ball 25 feet out. It's Swab, gets a high pick on the play from teammate Drew Patty. Ball dealt to Branson. Branson throws to Millhouse, cutting through the lane. Ball grabbed by Rushi. Millhouse still has it. It's a jump. Arrow favors Bradford. 3:26 to go in the first. 8-0 Raiders. Baseline, right of the basket. Ball lobbed in by Bradford out between the circles. And here's an attempt to drive through the lane by Patty. He meets resistance. Contact, foul, Raiders. Ball out of bounds, Bradford to the left of the goal. 8-0 in favor of Rushi with 3:19 to go in the first quarter. And Josh York picks up foul number two.
He got Tebby back in for him.
Bradford swings the ball inbounds in the left corner. It's handled there by Patty. Intercepted, though, by Rushi. And then Bradford with a theft right back. And here comes Schwab motoring down the floor into the lane. Off-balance shot wide. Rebound Raiders. Daypor's checked in off the bench. He makes a good pass to a teammate who's angling in from the right wing. It's Jake Garrity who got the shot from point blank. Daypor assisting Garrity. 10-0 Rushi. Here's Bradford over the timeline. Schwab deals off to a teammate in the left corner. Here's a nice drive around two players to the rim, and it's made on the play by Patty. Senior with a dandy move. Bradford on the board, 10-2, Rushi. 2:30 left to go here in the first quarter. Here is Daypor, left corner, starts a drive to the baseline, closed off on the play by a white shirt, or I should say by an orange shirt. Contact made and a foul, and the Raiders will inbound it left of the basket. It is Counts out high to Garrity. To Counts in the left corner. He slices into the lane. Late dish to Tebby. He's got two men on his back, one of whom shoves him. Ball hadn't been released, so it's going to be Rushi out of bounds. 10-2 Raiders, 2:23 to go in the first quarter. Baseline left. Counts, the playmaker for Rushi. Into the far right corner to Daypor. Shot fake, then he throws it out near the center line to Cordonier, back to Daypor, right corner Garrity. He's double-teamed. Good pressure by Schwab and Millhouse. It's raked away by Bradford. There's a madhouse scrum for the ball in the lane. Two white shirts, two orange shirts. Give it to Bradford.
Well, you can't fault the effort by the Railroaders. They're really getting after him.
Yep. By error, the arrow actually favors Rushi, which will keep it to our left. With 2:09 to go in the first quarter, Raiders up 10-2. Ball inbounded low on the right to Clay Borchers, who's in now for Rushi. Borchers, the senior, with 4-1 on his back, 6 feet 3 inches tall, caught it, and it was smacked away, but somebody got a piece of his shoulder. Out of bounds to Rushi, baseline right of the goal. Lob to Tebby at the foul line, doesn't shoot. Outside to Daypor. Ball circled around top of the key to Counts, who veers off to the left corner. Throws a high pass for Tebby in the lane off his fingertips, stolen away by Bradford. Here's Millhouse on a run out down the floor to Patty. And Patty, the senior, gets the gimme at the rim.
Seems like there's been a Patty playing basketball for Bradford for the last 30 years.
Here's a baseline drive by Counts of Rushi. He's being harassed by a couple Bradford defenders. And Counts loses the ball. It goes out of bounds. 10-4 Rushi. Minute 41 to go in the first quarter. Well, Bradford has scored 4 points in a row. Did Rushi get the first 10, Chuck?
First 8.
First 8. Here's a bad pass by Bradford in backcourt. intercepted far side of the floor by Cordonia Rushi. He didn't know it. He had a heel on the line, out of bounds, right back to Bradford. Railroaders inbounding, six players to the backside of the center line. Pressure by Rushi. Here's Schwab up the left side of the court. Here's a trap applied. Rushi's got Branson hemmed in. He does manage to feed it back on the play to Schwab. High post to Patty. A little pick and roll down inside to Phillips. Shot blocked on the play by Rushi. 1:10 to go in the first. Rushi up six. Here's Dayport down the floor in the corner. Throws beneath the basket to Tebby. Tebby's too far under. He's got a foot out of bounds. And the Raiders have made some miscues along with Bradford in this game.
Well, they've turned it over six times, and they're just not very sharp right now. I want to give Bradford credit. Their defense is tenacious.
Yeah, Bradford has shown a lot of life. Great hustle by the Railroaders early in this game. And this head coach, Mackenzie Perry, has got this Bradford team playing at a very intense level, especially at the defensive end. Here's a trap by Rushi against Bradford. Schwab at the timeline, breaks contain. Dribble drive down the lane. Feeds off to a teammate. There's a wild shot at the rim. No good, but a foul on Rushi. Andy Branson, a 6-foot sophomore, was the young man who sprinted right down the middle of the floor through the paint. He's averaging about 12 a game to lead the team in scoring. And that was ruled in the act of shooting, so he shoots two, and the first one is dead center. And Bradford's within five at 10-5. 49.5 to go first quarter. Second shot here by Branson. 1, 2, 3 dribbles in the air. Got it again. 10-6, Rushi over Bradford. Last three quarters of a minute, first period of play. Ball walked ahead by Cordonia. Near side pass to Counts. Bradford remains in the zone. High right, it goes to Munnen. Pressure defense by Milhouse. Here's a baseline J by Rushi. It is good. Nice shot. Pumped in from the right baseline. Caleb Ball in off the bench. Interesting substitution by head coach Spencer Cordonia, and it pays off. Ball with a quick two-pointer. Caleb, a senior forward slash post player. And here's a tie-up in backcourt by Rushi. Bradford does retain possession, though. No, it's called a foul.
And that was a correct call.
Trevor Monin picks it up. Bradford throwing in back toward the other goal. It's loose on the deck. I think maybe Trevor Monin dragged down the Bradford player to the floor. He did. Schwab was pulled to the hardwood. Foul on Trevor Monin. Five team fouls on Rushi. Backcourt pressure coming up here for the Raiders against Bradford with 15.6 to go in the first. And let's see what we've got. And a Bradford offensive player in backcourt. Milhouse tried to free himself up and in so doing fended off a Rushi man guarding him, and it was spotted by the referee. So Rushi gets it out of bounds beneath its own goal. With 13 seconds to go in the first period, and the Raiders up six. Here's Cordonia, right side pass to Connor Monin, who's in now. Ball rotated baseline, intended on the play for Rushi's ball. Swiped at by Bradford, goes out of bounds with 3.3 to go. Raiders lob into the lane. Rushi not looking for it. Bradford got a piece of it. Loose ball, baseline drive. Cordonia swishes, beating the buzzer. Wow. Alert was Dylan Cordonia, gobbled up the loose leather and shot the ball in as the period ended, giving Rushi a 14-6 lead after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Clayton completed major glass installation for the beautiful new University of Kentucky soccer complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface. So that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. And it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG.
The service that we got, the facilities that we've been able to generate from their work has been fantastic.
American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.oh.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We start the second quarter with Rushi ahead, 14-6. Radford advances the ball into the half court to begin play in the period, and we've got a moving screen on the Railroaders.
That's the second one called, so if you know that they're making that call, you got to be careful when you set them.
17 fouls on Radford, 5 on Rushi. Connor Mana with the ball. The 5'11 senior guards got it in the deep right corner. Hands off to Josh York, who tries to barrel down the right side of the lane. A little bit of traffic, and that causes him to shuffle the feet. Referee detected it. Sound of the whistle. Bradford possession. Here come the Railroaders down the right side of the floor. It is Andy Branson. Right corner. Throws it on top. Picked off by Rushi. There's a quick flip ahead to Credania with the left hand all the way to the rack. Goes Dillon, and he's got the deuce. 16-6, Rushi leads. Boy, the live ball turnovers have really hurt Bradford. There's a walk in backcourt. Connor Monin put on the heat and forced another mistake from the Railroaders.
Well, Rushi's picked up the intensity now, and that's not good news for Bradford.
At least 3 field goals, perhaps 4, turned in by Rushi after taking the ball away against Bradford. Those live ball miscues enabling Rushi to get 8 quick points. The Raiders, uncharacteristically, turn it over once again right in front of us, Chuck.
8 times they've turned the ball over now.
Wow, Rushi's gone entire games this year with less than 8 turnovers. And they've amassed 8 already. Here's a 3-point shot straight away by Schwab of Bradford. The guard missed it off to the left, rebounded by Rushi, which is up 16-6. A minute gone here in the second quarter. Here's a long triple try, high right by Daypour of Rushi. It curls around the rim and comes out. Schwab quickly down the floor for Bradford. Throws it on the arc to a teammate, then gets it back, shoots the 3, and buries it. Schwab pops one in for Bradford. Rushi attacking, up 7, 16-9. High posted Stebby puts it on the deck. Barrels down the right side of the lane. Defensive foul against Bradford on the drive. Not a shooting foul. Raiders will throw in baseline right. Josh Phillips picked up the personal. And it is ruled a non-shooting foul, but it is a one-and-one situation. 18 fouls on Bradford, 6:27 to go in the second. Cole Tebby at the stripe for Rushi. Daypour, Gary, Tebby, 3 of the 5. Free throw by Tebby is long, no good. Cordonier counts the other 2 out there for Rushi. Bradford snared the rebound. Railroaders down 7. 6:14 to play here in the first quarter. Ball goes to Patty on the post. Back to Schwab for a long 3. No good off the heel. Rebound tip way out on the play to Counts for the Rushi Raiders. He hustles down the right side of the floor, has it stripped underneath the basket. Rushi gets it back, though. It's Tebby on the arc to Daypour. Rotated left side to Counts. Between the rings to Cordonier. Back to Counts. His pass batted, but Garrity gets it for Rushi. Excellent defense being played by Bradford as a team. So much so that head coach Spencer Cordonier wants a full timeout for Rushi. 16-9 our score. 5:48 to go here in the second quarter. Raiders up 7, but Bradford giving a very good account of itself so far in this contest. Brookins has been a fixture in downtown Fort Loramie since the late 1800s when mules still pulled canal boats down the Miami-Erie Canal. and Brookins has many old local photos of sports teams on the walls right beside the pics of current Redskin teams. For nowadays, Brookins is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barnhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins, the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. The spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go all around, there's no place like Brookins. In Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street, on the web at Brookins-USA.com. That's Brookins, Brookens-USA.com. Midcourt for Rushi, it's Cordonier. To Counts. Counts 25 feet away, darts into the lane, past a couple Brantford players, left it short, but York's got the stick back for Rushi. 18-9, Raiders lead. 5:29 to go here in the second quarter. Brantford in backcourt, trying to dribble it up ahead as Branson throws far side of the floor, intended for a teammate. It goes out of bounds. Dayport to trigger it in for Rushi. Backcourt to Cordonier. Cordonier goes into the right corner to Garrity, and we've got a whistle near side of the floor, 30 feet opposite from the location of the basketball. Dayport was held, and he's at the stripe with the 1-1 for Rushi. Jack Dayport, 6'2" sophomore, swishes the free throw to give Rushi a 10-point lead, 19-9. Don't miss out on big savings always at Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Decorate your home for this new year, 2016, with furniture priced just right at Goffney. Superb, high-quality furniture priced to meet your budget. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee. Goffney Furniture in Sydney, 2600 West Michigan Avenue. That's Route 47 west of I-75. Big savings for you on the web at goffneyfurniture.com. G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. 2600 West Michigan. Check out Goffney for dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Goffney Furniture, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Again, the web address for additional savings, GoffneyFurniture.com. That's G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Second of two free throws by Jack Dayport. Rolled around and went in, and then Bradford had difficulty in the half court, was trapped. And in order to salvage the possession, the Railroaders took a timeout. 20-9, Rushi enjoys its biggest margin with 5:08 left until halftime. Dayport defending, as the ball is lobbed in towards Schwab, but it's too far. It's Trevor Madden on the steal. He gets it on the bounce and goes the other way the last 40 feet and lays it through. Rushi's got 22 points, Chuck, and I bet a dozen are the result directly from live ball miscues by Bradford.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt. They're not really running their offense that well, but defensively it's holding them.
Here's an off-balance shot in the lane by Andy Branson of Bradford. It's a good one. Well done. He was stumbling to the floor as Rushi pinched him right in front. He made a nice drive diving into the lane. And as he was falling backwards, arched the ball up over the head of a couple taller Rushi players while in a congested area and made it from 5 or 6 feet out. And then Rushi launched a quick three that hit the back of the rim, went way up, banged off a cable, and that is out of bounds to Bradford. 22-11, Rushi leads with 4:24 to go here in the second quarter. Here's Schwab up the left side. Throws into the left corner for a teammate. Picked off on the play by Rushi. Counts got it. And he, as he started to swing up the floor in a hurry, a reach-in foul against Bradford.
Number 23, Walker Branson.
Walker Branson, a 6'1 junior, in off the bench, picked up the personal. That's 10 fouls on Bradford. Double bonus for Jonah Counts of Rushi. Shot is dead on target. He hits 23-11 in favor of Rushi, which substitutes freely. Connor Monin in for Trevor. Dylan Cordonier will be on the floor momentarily. Counts to shoot another foul shot. With Rushi up by a dozen points, it's in the air, and it is perfect. Cordonier for Counts for the Raiders, who are up 13. So it's Connor Monin, Jake Garrity, Dylan Cordonier, Jack Napor, and Josh York for the white jersey-clad Rushi Raiders. In backcourt, having trouble with it again is Bradford. Two-on-two pressure applied to Rushi. Dribbling up the right side goes Walter Branson. Gives it up in the left corner. Now out of trouble to Patty, high left. Now the ball fed to Parker Smith, a 5'8 sophomore who's in now for Bradford. Back to Schwab against Napor. Into the left corner to Patty. Patty ball high overhead. Starts to go to work against York, who reaches, sticks a forearm in his stomach. That's a foul on Josh. Three personals on him, and Chuck, two of those have been very obvious right in front of the referee.
Well, he had the one where he dove for, tried to steal and kill the kid, and that one was obvious, too. Tebby was trying to check in for him. He didn't get in quite soon enough.
Nope. Here is Bradford jump shooting foul line. Patty missed it. No good off the rim. Rebound Rushi. Down the floor to Cordonier in the lane. Knocked away by Bradford. Rushi picks it up. Throws it toward the timeline to Daypour. It's a misfire. It goes into backcourt. And it is ruled out of bounds to whom? Apparently Bradford got a piece of it.
Yeah, they did.
It will be the Raiders' possession. 3:29 to go in the second quarter. 24-11 in favor of Rushi. Bradford has sagged back in this 2-3 zone most of this entire game. And Rushi's had difficulty getting the looks it would prefer. 24 points for the Raiders, 12 coming on live ball turnovers, runouts, layups at the other end. Here's Daypour. Here's a deep three by him in the right corner for Rushi. Bingo! He's got it. Daypour connects. You give him a little bit of space, he will capitalize. The lead now for Rushi is 16, 27-11. Here's Schwab down the floor for Bradford. A runner, a one-hander in the lane on the go. Short, no good rebound, Rushi. Bad pass, picked off by Bradford. Here's a drive off balance in the paint. Shot to the railroaders, goes. Oh, what a play by Andy Branson. Count it, plus one, foul on Rushi. But the Railroaders have gotten very athletic goals from Branson and Schwab here in the last minute. And the three-point attempt is converted by Andy Branson.
This is a well-coached basketball team. It's obvious.
It sure is. Here's Tebby low on the right for Rushi. He powers to the goal and banks in a seven-footer. And Bradford got a piece of him. Count it, plus one. Three-point play by Bradford to a right. And now Rushi has a chance to make a three-point play the old school way. 29-14 Rushi, foul shot by Tebby, long, no good. Here comes Bradford to midcourt, behind the 15. Ball thrown into the lane. Here's a drive to the basket by Bradford. It swirls around the rim and goes in. Drew Patty got the field goal. He kissed that one in off the window. It circled the cylinder three or four times before going down. Here's Daypour, long range for Rushi. Bullseye, he's got it. Couple triples by Daypour here in quarter number two. And Rushi's doubled the count, 32-16 on Bradford. A minute 50 left to go, period number two. Dribbling into the right corner, it's Andy Branson around a couple players for Bradford. It rolled off the rim, no good. Rebound smacked out of bounds in the right corner. And Bradford will keep it.
Branson got to the rim again, just wouldn't drop.
He is extremely quick. Obvious why he's the leading scorer on the team at a little over 12 a game.
Only a sophomore, only one senior on the roster. A lot of youth for Bradford. It'll be a solid team next season in 2016-17. That's for sure. Here's a deep three, right corner by Andy Branson, no good. Weak side rebound is laid up and in. Nice play by Walker Branson for Bradford. Here's Rushi down the floor into the lane. Here's a bunny hop by Tebby right in front. Stops, puts it up, no good. Off to the left, he missed the six-footer. And Bradford registers the rebound. Here's Millhouse, De La Quan, top of the circle. Gives it up on the play to Schwab. Back to Millhouse with a minute to go in the first half. 32-18, Rushi. Ball dealt to Andy Branson. Low in the block, it's Patty. Back to Andy in the corner. Dribbles, 50 seconds to go, first half. Straight away, Schwab. On him, Dylan Cordonier. Schwab retreats. Head coach Mackenzie Perry in the background signals the Utah play as he barks it out for his teammate. Rushi stymies it, though. And now Millhouse drives in from the left corner, pulls up. Ball fed into the post to Phillips. Phillips goes strong to the basket right in front. Banked it too hard. In and out, no good. The rebound is jammed out of bounds, though, by Rushi. 25.7 to go here in the second quarter. 32-18 Raiders. Ball thrown to the right corner to Branson. Branson to Schwab. Schwab launches a three behind the screen. Too long. Rebound Rushi. Lead out down the floor to Dayport. Quick pass into the post to Tebby. He goes baseline, and Bradford pries it loose out of bounds. With 12 seconds to go in the first half, and Rushi up 32-18. Here's Cordonier lobbing into Tebby in the paint. He's double-teamed, triple-teamed. Puts it up anyway. Short, no good. Rebound Bradford, 6 seconds left in the quarter. Dribbling hard, mid-court. It is Millhouse. Pulls up on the arc, gets it away as the buzzer sounds. No good. And the first half is history. Rushi Raiders 32, Bradford Railroaders 18. Rushi's biggest lead was 16. Raiders led by 8, 14-6 after one, and widened the advantage to a 14-point bulge, 32-18 here at the end of the first half. Railroaders are playing very intensely, as Chuck noted in the first half. It is a well-coached club. Mackenzie Perry, who leads this Bradford program, does a very good job. He's up off the chair entirely in the first half, and he has got this team very well orchestrated from the sideline. You can tell that the Railroaders have set out to do the right things. Rushi at times, though, with its very good defense, makes it almost impossible for you to execute the right things. Live ball turnovers by the Raiders have hurt the Railroaders badly here in the first half. 32-18, Rushi by 14 over Bradford. Halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine is upcoming here on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown, colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We speak to you from Garber Gym on the campus of Piqua High School, where the Rushi Raiders lead Bradford 32-18 after two quarters of play. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Chuck, the Raiders are up 14. Bradford's play, though, has been pretty impressive through two quarters.
Well, I say again, and they were talking at the scores table agreeing with what I was saying, this is a well-coached basketball team, undermanned for sure, but trying to do the right things. And for the most part, boy, he's had a couple of tough calls. He's not saying anything to the officials. He's just continuing to coach his kids, and that's what I like to see in a coach. 10 to 8 rebounding advantage to the Raiders, 2-1 on the offensive boards. Both teams turned it over way too much. Bradford turned it 12 times. Rushi turned it 9 times. The Raiders 4-6 from the free throw line. Bradford made all three of their attempts. Individual scoring, Andy Branson leads the Roaders with 7, and then Drew Patty has 6. They got 3 from Alex Swab and 2 from Branson. They scored 6 and 12, 18 for the first half. Rushi led in scoring by Daypore with 8 off the bench. Then they got 6 from York. They got 6 from Tevi. They got 4 from Cordonier, 2 each from Counts, Trevor Monin, and Caleb Ball. 8 young men scored for Rushi in the first half. And there's the difference, is just the depth that Rushi continues to throw at you, and that's going to bode well for them throughout the tournament.
Chuck, it's like a broken record. Jack Daypore off the bench comes up big, usually in terms of scoring, oftentimes making the three, and he did just the same here tonight. 2 big triples coming in as a sub for head coach Spencer Cordonier.
Well, when they beat Jackson Center, it was Daypore coming off the bench and having an amazing third quarter that took them from the 14-point deficit all the way back. And I don't have that book out, but I think if they didn't have the lead at the end of three, it was 1 or 2 points. And that was a lot of Daypore offensively and the whole team defensively that got them back in that game.
32-18, Rushi leads Bradford. We're about 4.5 minutes away from the start of the third quarter of this game. That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Nanklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
And in 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
32-18, Rushi leads Bradford. We're 3 minutes away from the start of our third quarter. The Student Athlete Spotlight segment here on ScoresBroadcast.com, underwritten by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. LaCal promotes student academic success on ScoresBroadcast.com and has done so since the inception of Scores Broadcast more than 9 years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And tonight we highlight the seniors for the Rushi Raiders.
Last year, as I recall, there were about 11 or 12 fourth graders who left the roster. And this year, Rushi will graduate 8 from the basketball team. Jonah Counts, Connor Monin, Trevor Monin, Jake Garrity is a 12th grader, Caleb Ball a senior, Luke Bussey is a senior, Clay Borchers a 12th grader, and Josh York as well. 8 seniors, outstanding student athletes, fine players on the floor, and very good academic students as well. They're under the spotlight tonight, thanks to LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville is owned by Adam Rice and reaches out to aid small businesses in the area. Adams Tech Solutions provides high-tech computer solutions such as PC and network repair, remote management, upgrades, tutoring, data recovery, data transfer, and more. And Adams Tech Solutions repairs mobile devices, phones, handhelds, iPods, and iPads. Adam Rice, high-quality computer service on time. Phone 937-538-6948. That's 538-6948. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, at Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. Again, a new underwriting sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com. We say hello and thank you to Primary Eye Care Associates. Locations in Sydney, Jackson Center, Fort Loramie, St. Ferris, and Troy. Primary Eye Care Associates serves patients all throughout West Central Ohio, some dozen or 13 counties. 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates. You can phone the Sydney office at 492-9197, 492-9197, or check out Primary Eye Care Associates on the web at primaryeyecare.org, primaryeyecare.org. Rushi Raiders, Chuck, open the third quarter with a goal right away.
Yeah, they got the ball down to Tebby on the baseline. Nice move and got the basket, and now Bradford just turned it on a 10-second call.
Another turnover by the Railroaders. Rushi Raiders defense, like always, superb tonight. Miscue Bradford. Rushi throws inbounds at the timeline. Garrity, Tebby, Dylan Cordonier, Trevor Monin, Josh York on the floor for the Raiders to start the second half. That's the five who began the game. Here is Dylan Cordonier, takes the cross-court skip pass from Garrity, throws to Tebby in the post, down low to York. Oh, good ball movement. Shot no good, but he's belted from behind, and York gets two free throws. This lead of 16 for Rushi matches the Raiders' biggest. Rushi led 27-11 and 32-16 in the second quarter. Raiders have missed several free throws tonight. That one by Josh York is too long.
4 for 7, and probably more importantly for Bradford, it's any chance they had, Patty just picked up his fourth.
York shot no good. First one missed. Second one is on target. 35-18. Rushi leads by 17. A minute gone, third quarter. Here is Schwab at midcourt on the dribble. Goes near side to Branson of Bradford. Kicked out of bounds by Rushi. Right here at the scorer's broadcast table. Just to the right of the Bradford bench as we look to the hardwood. Ball inbounded to Phillips. Phillips, the post player, gives it up to Branson out high. Garrity reaches in, nearly makes the intercept on the far side, and it goes out of bounds. Rushi in the home white blue numbers outlined in gold.
Raiders wear the bright blue sneakers. Bradford with a shiny orange from top to bottom. Numerals are outlined in black. Black stripes down the side of the shorts. Black and white tennis. Here's Bradford rotating the ball. Baseline right down inside to Phillips. His six-footer won't go. Couldn't finish. He was interfered with by Rushi. Here is Trevor Mott and shake and bake move down the floor for Rushi. And he does a little dipsy-do outside the lane and draws a two-shot foul. Trevor's got a couple here for the Raiders. As we mentioned before our tip-off tonight, Trevor Monin named to the Shelby County All-League starting five, along with Drew Sosby, Nathan Lessing, Brady Wildermuth, and Carter Huelskamp for Anna. He rounds out the five. Second team, Blake Stevens, Dylan Braun, Josh York, Dominic Phipps, and Chad Bergman of Bodkins. Both free throws netted by Rushi to give the Raiders a 37-18 lead as Trevor Monin connects twice. Here is Bradford in backcourt, up and over the timeline comes Swab, and he tries to thread the needle to Milhouse. Rushi gets a hand on it. Another takeaway by the Raiders. Down to Garrity, quickly into the lane to Tebby. Wraparound pass right in front to York. He muscles up and in from 4 feet away. 39-18. Rushi has busted this one open. 2 minutes gone in the third quarter. Bradford Swab in backcourt. He's been a workhorse trying to bring the ball down the floor against Rushi. Another steal and overplay by the Raiders on the far side. Garrity momentarily had it. Then it was pried away for Bradford. A jump results, and the Railroaders take a full timeout. 5:49 to go in the third. 39-18 Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Possession down to our left for Bradford, which trails Rushi by 21 points. Under six to play here in the third quarter. Bradford throws into Swab at the timeline, picked up there by Trevor Monin. Right side pass to Branson, who scoots into the lane. Goes foul line to Phillips. He maneuvers into the paint, flips it back out on the arc. Then it's thrown to Phillips in the right corner, who stepped out behind the arc, short on the three-point try. Rushi's got the rebound. Long heave down the floor to Trevor Monin. Straddling the arc, missed the long deuce. Rebound Tebby in the paint, threw it away. Baseline left, intended for York, and it goes out of bounds. 5:23 to go, third quarter, 39-18. Rushi over Bradford. Left-hand dribble up the near side for the Railroaders. Comes Andy Branson, the six-foot sophomore, a little over 12 points a game. He gives it up to Alex Swab. Swab to Milhouse on the weave, top of the circle, foul line, down the lane. Ball left for a teammate in the corner. Here's a long jump shot from behind the arc, missed by Walter Branson, or I should say Walker Branson, and the rebound comes down to Rushi. Monin to Cordonier straight away. Here's a lob, back door for York. He catches near the rim, and a flush. A dunk by Josh York. Oh, what a pass by Dylan Cordonier.
Great back screen, great pass, and York did the rest.
4 minutes, 33 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. 41-18 in favor of Rushi. Raiders are clicking on all cylinders now. Here's a drive into the lane. Branson missed it short, no good. Rebound Garrity quickly down the floor. Flip behind him for York. York trailing the play, lays it in.
Oh, that's Vinny Drucci right there. A powerhouse 2-on-1 break. And it's 43-18 in favor of Rushi.
11-0 here in the third quarter.
And the distance between the two teams is now 25 points. Here is Milhouse, top of the key for Bradford. He's got a little bit of a crease down the lane. Shot blocked away near the rim by Garrity. Outlet to York. Foul line, Tebby. 15-footer. Missed it to the left. And York goes hard for the rebound. Foul Bradford on his back. At the Rushi Raiders led 32-18 at the half. It's 43-18, Rushi. A little more than half of the third quarter played. 3:45 to go. Bradford on defense. Rushi will throw inbounds from the left of the hoop. It goes to Garrity deep in the left corner outside to Dayport. Dayport puts it on the deck. Swings it to Counts. Ball thrown to Borchers is in now. Borchers at the midpost. Lost it momentarily. Rushi got it back. Here's Cordonier, 30 feet away, 3:29 to go, third quarter. 43-18 Raiders. Counts with a stop-and-go move on the arc. Whistle blew. He walked. One, two, three, four players in backcourt. Now six as Rushi puts on some heat again. Double team against Schwab, who manages to get it up. Dribble drive, right corner, Andy Branson. Back to Schwab in low. A little step back, two-pointer, 10-footer, got it. Nice play by Schwab.
That was impressive.
He's got very good instincts. 43-20. Here's a quick triple straight away by Garrity of Rushi. No good off the heel. Long rebound to Bradford. 2:55 to go in the third quarter. Dribbling up the court, Bradford. Pulling up right wing. A lengthy deuce is tried by Parker Smith. A 5'6 sophomore guard who's in off the bench. It hit the rim, and it was poked out of bounds by the Railroaders. 43-20 in favor of Rushi with 2:49 left to go here in the third quarter. Raiders to midcourt. On the dribble, it's Cordonier. Left side pass, Dayport. Into the post, going to work as Borchers. A little half-hook shot, six-footer in and out, no good. Rebound, out of bounds, foul against Rushi on the shoulder. And Bradford will bring it down. Ball picked up the personal for the Raiders, Caleb Ball. 6'2 senior and off the bench. In midcourt, Bradford. Oh, here's a nice steal by Cordonier. He overplayed the pass, took it away, fed it up to Counts, baseline, out of ball, ball slices into the lane, out back to Dayport, there's his patented three on the way, short, long rebound to Counts, and Counts guns in a 22-footer for Rushi. Dayport missed on the triple, Counts fired one in, 46-20 Rushi, Raiders' biggest cushion, a minute 58 to go in the third quarter. Bradford's got the ball at midcourt. Goes on the play to Branson. Right side pass to Smith. Being checked by Counts. Here's Branson, high left, shot fake. He's got a little bit of an alley to the rim. No good, but a lot of body by Rushi at the glass. Foul called. Two free throws here for Andy Branson of Bradford. With a minute 43 to go in the third quarter. And the Raiders leading by 26, 46-20. Rushi Raiders with a victory tonight. We'll play Lehman Catholic at 6 on Tuesday. We've got the play-by-play in color for you at 5:45. That's webcast time Tuesday night on scoresbroadcast.com. First free throw by Branson of Bradford is good. 46-21. Second shot by him in the air. It is also in. 46-22, Rushi leads. Trevor Monnen in backcourt. Steers up ahead. Throws to Connor Monnen, right corner. Debbie top of the key. Clay Borchers is in the low post right now. Straight away, Connor Monnen chucks up a three ball. Bingo! He's got it. Connor Monnen, a long one.
He was in the middle of the floor, a couple steps behind the arc, and he drained it. 49-22 in favor of Rushi. Dribbling is Andy Branson. Bad pass picked off by the Raiders. Look out. Tebbit the other way. He goes all the way to the rack. And a little teardrop up and over the front iron. Foul against Bradford from the rear. Tebbit got the goal. He's at the stripe for a three-point chance.
Caleb Ball.
I'm sorry. Did I say Tebbit? Yep. Give credit where it's due. What a play by Caleb Ball of Rushi.
He didn't get a lot of time as a senior. And I like what Coach Cordonier is doing. Getting a couple of these seniors that don't get a ton of time, some tournament time now, because as they go farther along, it's going to get less and less.
At the stripe, Caleb Ball eyes the goal and knocks down the free one. Good play by Caleb Ball. He got the run out basket. Going lickety split down the floor, was fouled, connects on the free throw. 52-22, the lead is 30 for Rushi. Here's a corner jumper by Phillips of Brantford. It's short, no good. Crawls across the rim to Trevor Monon of Rushi. He glides down the floor in the lane, and it's ripped away from behind, but the Brantford defender got a piece of the Rushi player. 44 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Ball is being inbounded right of the basket by the Raiders. Luke Bussey is in now. Connor Monon handles on top. 32 seconds to go in the first half. Coming out to catch his ball. Left side, Connor Monon. Swings it to Bussey at the foul stripe. 25 seconds to go, third quarter. Ball thrown toward the post. Intended on the play for Ball. It goes away from him. Bradford tracks it down. Here come the Railroaders. 14 seconds to go, third quarter. Rushi by 30. Foul, Trevor Monon. He was dogging Smith. Managed to shake it loose, but got a piece of him in doing so. 12 seconds to go, third quarter. Rushi up 30. Bradford inbounding. Smith at the timeline. Looks at the clock. 9 seconds left. High left, it's Andy Branson. Foul line. Running one-hander up over the top of Bussey. It's good. And there's the buzzer as Trevor Monon gets away a set shot from 60 feet. It was late, didn't go in anyway, and the third quarter closes out. Rushi 52, Bradford 24 on scoresbroadcast.com.
A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Pickwick, Northwest State in Archbold, or the Bluffton main campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA with YOU in mind.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Pickwa High School. It's game one of the boys Division IV Pickwa Sectional Tournament. And Rushi's on top of Bradford by 28 points. We kick off play here in the fourth quarter. Andy Branson for Bradford drives into the left corner. Pitches down inside to a teammate off to Millhouse that doesn't shoot. Back on the arc to Branson. Down the lane, shovels it. No good. Off to the right. Rebound Rushi. Here's Dylan Cordonier over the timeline. 52-24 Rushi. First 45 seconds of the fourth quarter. And we got a push-off foul against Bradford out high against Dylan Cordonier. Far side of the floor, Garrity will play it in for Rushi. Oh, cross court, intended low on the right for Tebbit, caught it in traffic, shot blocked,
He gets the loose ball back and hits a baseline 10-foot J. 54-24 in favor of Rushi. 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Rushi Raiders will play Lehman Catholic at 6 on Tuesday night. We'll start the webcast at 5:45 for you on scoresbroadcast.com. Here is Patty dribbling behind the back for Bradford. Gives it up 25 feet away to a teammate. Right back to Patty, low in the left, and rolled across the rim. Rebounded by Rushi. Tough break right there. Raiders got the rebound. Cordonier hustles into the half court. Leaves it behind him for Tebby. Tebby motors right down the pike all the way to the rim for the goal. Two in a row, but Tebby of Rushi. 56-24 in favor of the Raiders. Midcourt with the ball, Bradford. It's Schwab outside the arc, near side to Andy Branson. Here's Milhouse, 20 feet away, into the lane, throws into the corner to Schwab. Schwab's got a little bit of a crease, drives, pulls up, missed the 12-footer, a little hard, rebound down to Rushi. Skating up ahead into the forecourt goes Cordonier, pulls up, 13-foot jumper, short, rebound Bradford, 2-on-2 break. Oh, a nice maneuver by Schwab outside the lane, shot fake, drew the two-shot foul. As Debbie couldn't keep from bumping into Schwab. He's a heady young player, Chuck.
You just took the words right out of my mouth. He is a heady basketball player.
Two free throws here for Alex Schwab of Bradford. 5:42 to go in the fourth quarter. High arching free throw swish. He's got it. Schwab is a 5'6 junior. This Bradford roster has one senior, 6'4" Drew Patty. He's the lone 12th grader. Counts Connor Monin, Ball, Bussey, and Trevor Monin on the floor now for Rushi. Second free throw by Schwab. Front rim, back rim, off the front. Rebound Bussey. Being defended by Patty of Bradford. He's called for the foul.
That'll be his fifth.
And fouling out for the Bradford Railroaders is 6'4" senior Drew Patty. And that's the way he concludes his basketball career. Not the kind of night he would have wanted, but he's been an outstanding player
right
throughout his career here at Bradford. I know we've commented so favorably about his play as a sophomore and junior in previous games here at the Pickwa Sectional Tournament. Free throw by Bussey of the Rushi Raiders is good. It rattled around and stayed in. 57-25, Rushi. Second free throw, yes. 58-25 in favor of the Raiders. 5.5 to go here in the fourth quarter. Up the floor, Schwab, right side Milhouse. De La Kwan gives it back to Schwab straight away. High arching floater. Rushi got a piece of it. I thought they did anyway. The referee says no, it was just an air ball.
Yeah, I think he had to change the shot because the defense was good. 15 young men dressed for Rushi tonight. 10 of them have scored.
Wow. That just displays the depth and balance of this Rushi Raiders team. Here's a foul 30 feet from the basket. Counts is bumped by Schwab of Bradford. 1-and-1 time for Rushi. 18 fouls on the Railroaders. 5:17 to go here in the fourth quarter. Free throw by Counts up and in. 59-25, Rushi. Raiders after a slow start, shooting free throws better.
They're 11 for 14 now after missing their first three.
That decides close games in the tournament for sure. Second free throw by Counts is in. That was Rushi's Achilles heel in the tournament last year, Chuck. That and off and on, very spotty three-point shooting. 60-25 Raiders, biggest spread in this game. Bradford's got the ball here at midcourt. Rushi slams it out of bounds. Railroaders will throw in. It goes backcourt from Andy Branson to Schwab.
takes left, goes right, dribbles behind the back. Adam Milhouse, foul line, doesn't shoot. Here's a right corner drive by Branson, back to Milhouse. Foul lane, baseline left, swab. Little running push shot with a right hand, short, no good off the rim. Rebound down to Ruchik. Left hand dribble, it counts as he darts into the half court. Right side to Bussey, 25 feet away. Borchers is left open. He cuts into the lane. Bussey throws a strike to him. Borchers lays it in. 62-25, Ruchik. 4:28 to go in the fourth. Radford with the ball out high. On the dribble for the Railroaders. New player in off the bench. It is Johnny Fife. Throws down low. Here's a good pass down low on the left to De Laquan Milhouse. He's got the little seven-footer. No, my mistake, it was Schwab who scored. Good play by Alex. Nice feed by Milhouse. As Schwab strikes again for Bradford. And then at the Rushi offensive end, we've got a foul call against the Raiders, turning it right back over to Bradford. Rushi leads by 35. Biggest spread has been 37. Four to play in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near. We're Car Star, relax. We'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
Don't forget, at the close of this webcast, we will go offline for about 10 or 12 minutes and then return online for the webcast of Game 2 tonight between Mechanicsburg and Fort Loramie. That's the second game. We'll have a short pregame prior to the tip of that contest. We'll go offline after wrapping up this game, then return online after about a 10 or 12 minute absence. Don't forget, tomorrow on scoresbroadcast.com, we've got two girls Division IV sectional final games from Sydney. Webcast time 11:45 tomorrow here on scoresbroadcast.com. We've got the opening game between Jackson Center and Houston. That's the upper bracket sectional title game. Fort Loramie Bodkins in game two, as the two Sydney girls sectional championships game, championship games, Chuck, include four Shelby County girls teams.
Yeah, and that's typical. I think both games could, they got a lot of excitement in them. I don't know, Bodkins, watching them play, I was impressed. But Fort Loramie is really on a roll right now. They're going to have to be super to be able to hang with the Redskins tomorrow.
And Houston Jackson Center, too close to call.
That to me is, it's a pick 'em.
Yep, you're right. Jackson Center won twice in the regular season. Both games pretty nip and tuck for 3.5 quarters. Borchers just got a field goal for Rushi down to her right. Bradford was fouled. Schwab back at the free throw line shooting two. And he's got a couple. Very good young player, the junior Alex Schwab for the Bradford Railroaders. How many points for him tonight, Chuck?
He's got 10.
3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Rushi's lead 35, 64-29. Top of the circle, it is Caleb Ball, right corner Connor Monin for Rushi. On top to Jack Daypour, back to Connor Monin. Coming out to catch Borchers at the foul line. He hits Daypour. Here's Connor now, setting up, shooting a long, eye-arching three. No good, a little long. Rebound swatted out of bounds by Ball of Rushi. 2 minutes, 39 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. 64-29 in favor of the Raiders. Rushi will advance to 20-3. Victory number 20 for Rushi here tonight. Here's a steal by the Raiders. Dayport at midcourt. He hurries down the floor quickly. Left-handed driving layup. Got it. And a foul on Bradford. 2:27 left. Three-point play chance now for Dayport for the Raiders. He dips his knee, shoots it a little strong. Rebound left corner, traced down by Bradford. Backcourt to Milhouse. Hustles up the right side. Leaves it behind him for a teammate. Ball nearly stolen by Dayport. Smith gets it back. Throws foul line to Phillips, off to Milhouse. He dribbles in from the left flank. Little stutter step and a walk. 2:10 to go, fourth quarter, 66-29 Rushing. Game one of three tonight. Mechanicsburg, Fort Loramie next, and then Houston, Mississinewa Valley in the nightcap. Borchers outside the arc to Dayport, deep right corner. It goes on the play to Bussey. Baseline pass to Ball, short jumper, missed it, shy of the mark. Rebound swatted back out to Bussey, who nearly walked. Back to Ball. Jumper, 15-footer, hard. Baseline right rebound off of Rushi. Bradford will bring it down. A minute 40 to go. 66-29 Raiders. Well, this was a 14-6 game at the end of the first period. Rushi led by 8. Raiders were up 12-6 with under a minute to go in the first quarter. Rushi stretched that 8-point first quarter lead to 14 by the halftime break. And then a big 20-point third quarter by the Raiders, who held Bradford to 6. Put this contest away. There's a long 3-pointer by Walker Branson of Bradford. Nothing but net. He's got it. 69-29 Rushi. Minute 15 to play in the fourth quarter. Here's a skip pass cross court by the Raiders. It goes to Drew Sherman in the corner. Drew in off the bench. The junior's got it. High push to a teammate. Oh, a nice pass. And cutting back door, Sam Cook, the junior guard, in off the bench. Got the lay-in for Rushi. 69-32 in favor of the Raiders. Cook is out there along with Bussey and Ball. Also in there, Drew Sherman, as we noted. Milhouse, foul line for Bradford. Off balance, Jay. No good to the left. Rebound by Rushi. Up over the timeline, Sherman. Also on the floor now, Ethan Bonnier. He's in the right corner for the Raiders. Catching straight away is Cook. Deflected pass. Drew Poling comes out to get it for Rushi near the timeline. And he is swiped at by Bradford and fouled. With 19.6 to go in the fourth, 69-32 in favor of Rushi. Raiders will advance on to play Layman Catholic at 6 o'clock on Tuesday night. We will begin that webcast at 5:45 for you on scoresbroadcast.com. Two free throws here for Poling of the Raiders. First shot is good. He swished it. Raiders shooting for point number 70 right here. Free throw by Poling is in and out. It lipped the iron and came off right in front. Rebound taken down by Walker Branson for Bradford. 10 seconds to go. Handoff on the play to a teammate. Dribble drive into the lane. Stripped away. Good play by Rushi. And the Raiders walk it to the timeline. That'll do it. It's all over. Drew Sherman dribbled out the waning seconds. And the Raiders advance to round two. Rushi now 20-3 on the year. Tonight's victory number 20 for the Raiders. Bradford down to defeat. The Railroaders conclude the campaign with a mark of 2-21, but I will say this. Bradford is very well coached. The Railroaders certainly attempt to do the right things every trip down the floor, and it's a club that graduates just one senior, 6'4", 12th grader Drew Patty, everybody else back next year for the Bradford Railroaders, who will be a much improved club, especially by sectional tourney time. 69-32, Raiders win it. Chuck, how'd they get it done?
Well, they had 13 of 15 kids dress score. That's helpful. They turned them over 19 times, pounded them on the boards, 27 to 14. Just too much defense, turned them over too much.
Yep.
Too many athletes.
And the live ball turnovers, the easy buckets by Rushi in the first quarter and a half really staked the Raiders to a lead, which was not big by any imagination through the first 9 or 10 minutes of this game. If Bradford could somehow have eliminated those live ball turnovers, this would have been a real even game through the first 9 or 10 minutes or so.
It would have been. And I'm still impressed with what Bradford did. They were definitely outmanned.
Yep.
But I was impressed with what they did. I like their coach. I like, you know, how he continued to coach the kids. Never yelling, never screaming, just coaching them. And they've only got one senior, so they're going to be better next year, no doubt about it.
Who wins the Clancy's Award for the Rushi Raiders tonight?
Well, it was a tough one. They had 13 from York, 12 from Tebby, and 10 from Dayport, but just consistently through the game, and I thought he really did a nice job of getting three or four good passes down to York. I'm giving it to Cole Tebby.
Cole Tebby wins the honor tonight for the Rushi Raiders. He is the Clancy Star of the Game recipient. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Again, we will go offline for a short period, about 10 minutes or so, then return online with a compressed pregame in advance of the tip-off of Game 2, Fort Loramie against Mechanicsburg. That's upcoming. For Rhett Jish, our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. For Chuck McBee, alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying the final score of Game 1 tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Rushi 69, Bradford 32.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.